this time, Dan will have our devotions.
Good evening, and greetings to each one. Tonight, I'd like to talk about fountains. Jan and I were visiting different places on Monday, some places that we had been to before, and some new places. Unfortunately, I don't think I've taken my family around enough to a lot of our local amazing landmarks, especially involving creation. And so our kind of what we wanted to do for sure, we had both been to Elephant Rocks before we were married together, and it's an excellent place to practice chivalry. And so 18, 19 years later, we did it again on Elephant Rocks, and I believe I catered to her just as much as I did the first time. Continuing from there, we wanted to stop at Montauk State Park, and ended up doing kind of a small tour of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, which I wasn't really familiar with before. But this is the first national park area to protect a river system. And this is the Current River and Jack's Fork River, which is in the area between Salem and Eminence. However, the Current River goes beyond that and connects with the Black River then, I believe. And all of this area that we toured a bit is just east of Summersville, north and south and east. Montauk Springs is the source for the Current River. And then in the area on down below the source, there are some very notable springs. We have the Welsh Spring, Cave Spring, Poltite Spring, Big Spring, Blue Spring, Round Spring, and then off the Jack's Fork would be Alley Springs. And these are just to name a few. In Missouri alone, there are 4,400 springs that are noted or designated, mapped, maybe you would say. And also, we got to visit in the same area, and this is just east of Summersville. There's was a sinkhole, pretty amazing sinkhole. It's called Devil's Well, and we climbed down some very rough-looking black, maybe a little green here and there, stairs, about 60 feet. The last 15 feet was aluminum tread plate stairs. And however, the water was dripping down around us as we went that last 15 feet. And those of you more familiar with the area, it's not far from Acres Ferry, or the Acres, I guess it's called the Acres or Acres, Acres Ferry, would have be right off of 8 K Highway, just east of where Virgil's had lived. Anyway, so when we got down this last section of very wet stairs, we stood on a platform and continued looking down for another 100 feet through this sinkhole, and there was a beautiful lake below that. It's like a window into an underground lake system. From what they say, that this lake holds 22 million gallons. I read something about it being one of the larger underground lakes, but I'm not sure in what region. Water is approximately 80 feet deep at that point, below where we saw this this little window view of the lake. So it's pretty incredible. We were able to visit just a few of these springs that I had mentioned earlier, Alley Springs, Montauk Springs, and then, of course, this well, this underground lake. And a few of the questions you ask as you see these are, why is the water so blue? and it's amazingly clear. And does watercress grow in cold water? Is that, you know, is that where it thrives? You know, also, how much more underground lakes are underneath us here? All questions that you think about in looking at these places. And I would definitely encourage more of us to visit these places. I hadn't been to Alley Springs for probably 30 years, and that's pretty neat, pretty amazing. So bringing our talk on springs and fountains a little closer home, waters and riverways, right out of the Seymour area here, there are at least, and I thought someone said five, but there are at least four rivers that have their source is right here within 5 miles of us. There'd be the Gasconade, the Bryant, the James, and the Finley. Some of my figures I'm about to do here are maybe not the most accurate. It was a little hard to get accurate numbers. But let's say that Hugh here would decide to float to the Mississippi, starting just down by the cabin. Might have to hike a bit to find some moving water. But and he would want to use the Bryant as a way to the Mississippi River. From what I can tell, it would be approximately 500 miles to the Mississippi River. Now, let's say Benji would decide to use the Gasconade. And he would start just a few miles north of us here in Webster County and go through Hartville and on north to the Missouri River and from there to the Mississippi. And he would be at the Missouri River about approximately 340 miles to the Mississippi River going through the Gasconade. However, he would have an additional 350 miles to get to the same point that Hugh was at. So he would beat. Also, another little local piece of information, an Amishman that some of us know, Chris Eicher, had a spring. And I heard this information secondhand, so I'm not sure. I need to talk to Chris sometime. But he decided to dig it out. And my understanding is that it filled back up in an amazing amount of time. It was acting like it was just a day, but I can't verify that at all. Could have been a week, could have been a few days. So just some amazing little local trivia about fountains and springs that are all in our area, all around us. And if we don't talk too long here, we'll maybe sing the song 507, talks about Missouri's fountains. So bringing that to thinking of spiritual life, thinking of the Bible, there's a lot of scripture references to fountains. And so we'll look at a few of those. We could probably spend quite a bit of time there. One of the first ones I have here, maybe I'll just read that. In Deuteronomy 8:7, speaking to the children of Israel, "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills." And then in Proverbs 13:14, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Now let's turn to Isaiah 49, verse 10. Isaiah 49 and verse 10. "They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them." Now I'd like to turn to John 4, verse 14. And this is very familiar, but these are the words of Jesus. John 4, 14. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And we could also go to the book of Revelations and talk more about that. But I think we'll stop with those verses. So I guess I was inspired by this brief study into fountains, and especially as it relates to what is available to us as we seek the Lord. Let's stand for prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us, and we just pray that you would have your blessing on this service. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to seek you, and we thank you for that, the fountain of life. We thank you for Jesus, and that as we turn to Jesus, that we never have to thirst again. We just want to look to you, and we ask your blessing on this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's turn in our church hymnals to song number 507. Song number 507. We'll have the children come forward at this time and sing. And children, you can come stand right up front here. And Nicoletta will have some songs for you.
right. Thank you, children, for those songs. At this time, turn to number 384 in the church hymnal. And then after this song, Gwen will have a group. Song number 384.
This evening, I bring my two daughters with me, and I have long looked forward to being able to sing, having girls to sing with, and so I have been working on this at home, teaching them, and we often would sing, kind of started teaching them to sing parts by singing rounds at home as we do dishes and work, and it's been a great pleasure to me to be able to do that. I didn't grow up in a large family, so I just had Mom and I in Sydney, and usually Mom and I would do some singing, but yeah, so to me this is a great privilege that I have. The first song that we're singing is Neither Do I Condemn Thee. It's just, these are very familiar songs that I started with that I know that I wanted to teach my girls.
See what the meek Nazarene's verdict was. precious words divine from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neath do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Still cried the Pharisees, pray, Master, pray. What shall we do with her? What doth thou say? Then said he rebukingly, let the first stone come from the sinless hands, hence and alone. Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Cheeks flushing with the shame, turning about, and from his presence walking slowly out. Then so we standing there, head bending low, he who the world despised, better sin no more. Spoke he most tenderly, pray, woman, pray. Hast thou no accusers, nay, master, nay? Neither do I condemn thee, soul sick and sore. Go, for thy pardon thee, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no
Our last song is Home of the Soul, just a song about heaven. We have many people that are waiting for us, our loved ones.
If for the price we have striven, after our labors are o'er, rest to our souls will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, he is the light. Oft in the storm, lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea. Yes, the sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining, never a chastening rod. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, happy and bright. Jesus is there, he is the light. Oft in the storm, lonely are we, sighing. just till the night is gone. Home of the soul, beautiful, blessed, though we shall rest, never to roam, free from all care, from all happy and light. Jesus is the Lord, he is the light. Oft in the storm, we are weak, we are sighing for hope, longing for thee, beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal sea.
Thank you, ladies, for those numbers. I think it's great. I would love to see more of us by families or other groups. We don't have quite as many groups right now as we have had, so let's jump in there and do it. Maybe our family too, so we'll see. But anyway, I think it would be great. Now we have the next 15 to 20 minutes. We'd like to have chain singing. Joseph, I'm going to let you somewhat direct that and maybe choose the first person and all that. Just go from there, but give a few instructions and you can come up shortly here. So he will choose someone to choose a song and also the next person. But we're going to have him as the designated leader to keep things moving along. So that's how we'll do this. And Joseph, you can, if you want to change some things there, and on the, if you want people to share a song or something, that's just fine. But otherwise, we'll have you do it here. Share a testimony about the song. Okay, that's up to you.
We used to do this a lot more often. You remember that? I was thinking of some songs that we used to sing, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and try to. Do y'all remember the song, Oh Let the Hills Now Sing for Joy? Y'all remember that song? Okay, so More Than Meat. Now this depends on the men, right? And I don't have the pitch, so we'll have to feel our way through it. If we don't get it right the first time, we'll turn around and go back again. But help me out a little bit. Oh, let the hills now sing for joy, and let the sea now roar its praise. And let the waves now clap their hands, unto the Lord a blessing raise. Is that right? And then it's, sing to the Lord, is that the next verse? A brand new song, for he has done gloriously. His own right hand and holy arm have gotten him the victory. And then it's, break forth in joy with happy song. Sing to the Lord in symphony. Let all the earth and everyone make joyful song in harmony. Is that right? Okay, so you remember how it goes, the men lead out. And so let's... You youngsters know this song? Okay, so oldsters, we got to teach them. And let's show them how it's done. Not in a prideful way, obviously. Let's help them learn it. How's that? So sing it out with enthusiasm and vigor. And after this song, Brian Knepp, would you have a song ready for us? And then we'll work our way down through. You can choose somebody to choose a song after yourself. And I do like the idea of telling us a little bit about either what the song means to you, why you're choosing it right now, a story that's attached to it, a name that's attached to it, anything that makes a song meaningful for you. Okay, so let's try this. Oh, let the hills now sing for joy. I think it's about somewhere in, oh, let the hills, right there.
Oh, let the hills now sing for joy. Sing to the Lord.
break forth in joy.
Great. Thank you, Lyle. One more suggestion. There's a lot of faces down in books, Most of these songs that we sing, we've sung them for years and years and years, and you know them. You actually do know them. When you start singing them, you'll realize that you do know them. And I would encourage you, lift your face up out of your book and feel the music, feel the song, feel the words of the song. You will enjoy the song more. So as a tip there. I need thee every hour. First, third, and last. I don't think we need to ask you why you like this song, but maybe there's are a few people here who don't know why you like this song.
Well, it was my dad's favorite song. He just loved it, and he'd sing it anywhere. And
okay, thank you, Sharon. Do you know the pitch to that, anybody? Do we have it in our wire folder? Pitch coming up.
Life has brought to you.
608 in the Christian hymnal. I can't talk about the song, so maybe I'll just try to sing it. And I think we're ending with that one. Okay, let's sing the first and the last verses of this song.
All right, turn to song number 356 in the Christian hymnal, Abide With Me. And we'll sing the first and last, and on the last verse, the chorus can come up.
Lord, with me. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus said these words, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And about 1,500 years later, a man by the name of Thomas Tallis composed these words into music in the English Renaissance period. And I found it very fascinating as I was thinking about this time frame. He would have been a contemporary of Menno Simons, the Anabaptist movement. And so this song, this next song, comes out of that era. And after this, we have two more. One's a familiar one, How Great Thou Art. And then we'll have one more after that.
Give me, give my
Our last song is called The Stars Declare His Glory, and the music for this was written more recently, within the last 5 or 6 years, and by Wendell Glick. The thing that strikes me about this song is that it talks about the stars and how they declare the glory of God and how they are mute witness of a master's hand in all created things, it says. But through the silences of space, their soundless music sings. And I had to think of the psalmist who wrote about the same sort of experience he had when he went out under the stars and thought about how small and insignificant he was.